Anyone who wants my opinion on the weighty hashkafic and halachic issue of whether you should go to sale today, we can discuss it later. I know these are current homes in Rumah Shalom. Okay. Now, finishing up, I apologize again. The issue of chamis, hilsa chamis bismano bein bimino bein shelo bimino usher b'mashu kirav, right? So I wanted to point out there's a famous question all the Rishonim asked from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah daf ayin dalet amud aleph. Right, already some of the Rishonim here are bringing up this issue of Ein David, Tosfos Rush, and others. In Avodah Zarah daf ayin dalet amud aleph, the Gemara says there are certain things which are osir b'kol shehein, right? Same idea, which are osir b'mashehu. And the Gemara says, what kind of things are they discussing? And they decide they're only discussing davar shebeminyan, something very chashuv, and isuri hana'a. La'afuke, the Gemara explains, la'afuke from chametz on Pesach, chametz on Pesach is not misur mashu, even though it's osir b'hana'a, it is not a davar shebeminyan. And they explain, okay, a whole loaf of chametz, according to Rabbi Akiva, that would be osir b'mashu. But it's clear from the Gemara that a slice of chametz, right, a slice of bread, is also b'hana'a, but it's not a davar shebeminyan, it's not a davar chashuv. So it's clear that that's not asur b'mashu. So this is a stira gluya. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah daf ayin dalet is very clear that chametz is not an isur mashu, unless it's a whole loaf or a davar shebeminyan, right? But a stam piece of chametz is not an isur mashu.
Why is that clear? The Gemara's asking which ones you mentioning in Mishnah.
Aha, but because the Gemara says that, you might say, oh, the Gemara is discussing, just mentioning what they're discussing.
Yeah. You can say the order cases we don't mention because they already mentioned somewhere else.
Right, but what do they say here? They say, the listni ki karshaval vais in your chametz Pesach, why not teach like loaves of bread of chametz Pesach? And the answer is, because Rabbi Akiva said loaves of bread elsewhere. But it's okay, the Rishonim assume, all the Rishonim assume, no one said what you said, although I had a brief half mina, but the Mashmoz is not like, oh, well, why don't we mention loaves of bread on Pesach, even though loaves of bread and slices of bread are equal? The answer is loaves of bread were mentioned elsewhere. Like, that doesn't make sense to read the Gemara. The Gemara says, mention kikaros. Oh, kikaros are mentioned, when really a kikar and a prusa have the same din. No, it sounds to the Gemara like, oh, let's mention loaves of bread on Pesach, which are Isser Mashu. But, of course, we're not going to mention a slice of bread, because that's not an Isser Mashu.
No, it's not both.
What?
It's not both. Meaning the reason we
what you're saying is, Chametz on Pesach is Isser Mashu, whether it is or isn't a Davar Shebeminyan.
Yeah.
Just this Gemara is only mentioning Davar Shebeminyan.
Yeah.
That's how you want to get out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bread were mentioned,
right, so the Rishonim don't... Oh, the Rishonim didn't assume that way, Lamaisa. They assumed that this Gemara was a little bit davka, right? But Daniel's saying is that, really, the Gemara knows all chametz Pesach or mashu. Just, they're saying, but we're only discussing some things in this sugya. But this, the like, common sense pashup shot of the sugya is if they say loaves of bread are us or mashu, that doesn't mean, and so are slices, but we're not going to discuss them on this page of shas. It means loaves of bread are us or mashu and slices aren't. That's, I think, the common sense pashup shot. So the Rishonim all assume there's a stira. Of course, according to which Rishonim our sugya is there no stira? Right. So, right, according to Rabbi Tam, there's no stira, because he says that chametz is not a nisur mashu in our sugya. Right? So there's no problem. But we don't hold like Rabbi Tam. So there's a stira gluya. Our sugya says asur mashu, and the sugya of Azar says not asur mashu. And there are three ways of dealing with stira. What is the Rif's answer? Exactly. The Rif says that we reject the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah says that a non-choshev piece of chametz is not Nisr Mashu. That a slice of chametz or a crumb of chametz is not Nisr Mashu. And we reject the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is made according to Rabbi Yochanan or someone. And we passed it against it. Halacha l'maisa, that's how we passed it. Right, it's actually 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, whether it'll hold like the Rif or the Rush. And halach l'maisa, we talk like the Rif that we reject that Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And we say chametz is always an Isser Mashu. However, it's not so posh to reject the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Like, didn't seem to be two opinions there, at least about this. So there are two ways the Rishonim tried to resolve the stira. What were the two ways the Rishonim? Right, Rabbeinu Tam, there's no stira. The Rif says there's a stira, and let's just cross out one Gemara. What are the two ways the Rishonim tried to resolve the stira? Right, so one is the Rush. Right, the Rush says that Psachim is talking about Lach Balach, and it's an Isser Mashu. But Avodah Zarah, that's from Yavish B'Yavish, right? That's pretty clear. Psachim, talking about Lach Balach is reasonable, right? A reasonable way. They talk about Chametz that got mixed in, sounds like it all got mixed in a big cholent. In Avodah Zarah, they're clearly talking about Yavish B'Yavish, right? They're talking about, like, you know, idols and skins of animals and oxen and calves and birds and like Pashup Shot is Yavish B'Yavish. Clearly, the Gemara says Tomei Dover Chashav. That means that it's Yavish B'Yavish. So our sugi is Lach B'Lach is Nisham Ashav. That sugi is Yavish B'Yavish, and it's Batel Barov if it's not a Dover Shem Minyan, right? Meaning if it's not a whole loaf. That is Batel Barov. And there's no stira whatsoever. We're talking about two different kinds of ta'arovos. I apologize. None of the Rishonim like this shot. Why didn't none of the Rishonim like this shot? Why didn't all the Rishonim say this shot? Because why do we call it Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach? Especially according to the Rosh. If you remember your Day of Kof test. If there's Bittel, there's Bittel. If there's not Bittel, then there's not Bittel. So why be mechalik? So the Rush obviously has a svara here. What's the svara? The Rush to mechalik? Not 100% clear what the Rush's svara is to mechalik. Being the Rush.
I mean, is there a difference in whether it's nefach leos hetzer or lach balach? And therefore, you'd be less likely to ask for it.
But he holds Yosh Yosh is also nefach leos hetzer. He's the one who famously writes.
Right.
That Yoshev is also Nefach Leos Hetzer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Lachomer, I think, if he wasn't the Rush, then you'd say a lot of nice lumpness, right? You'd say, they're arguing with Hakira whether Yavish B'Yavish is really Bithel or not, and everyone else holds Yavish B'Yavish is regular to Bithel Tarovis, and the Rush holds it isn't, except for the fact that he's adopted the one who says it is. So that, okay, what can you do? Amos is more important than sounding nice. So I think the pshat is that it's really something... something a little more balabatish is that the Shad Rishonim, the other Rishonim say that Chazal were gozer she'ein bittel b'chametz. If there's no bittel b'chametz, there's no bittel yavish b'yavish, and there's no bittel lach b'lach. And the Rush holds that they weren't gozer. That there's no that there's no bittel b'chametz. Rather, the Rush holds their goals are on a chetza of tarovas chametz. Right? Maybe the Rush says not that they were goals are mefkilin in bittel. No, they were goals are any chetza which is a combination of chametz and chulin. They were goals are on. Let's say whatever would be also between as common regular things. Meaning, because one part affected the rest, there it goes in any amount of chametz affects whatever it is attached to. So if you say not there it goes there that there's no bittel, rather there it goes that there's a certain chetza called a combination of chametz and non-chametz. Which they were gozer on, and they say that's only when there's one piece. If there's one piece that's chametz and non chametz, there were gozer on that. But if there's multiple pieces and each piece is like a separate piece, then they weren't gozer on that. So they only gozer when it like melded into one chefta, but they weren't gozer when they are separate cheftas.
Isn't that backwards though? It makes more sense to be gozer on
that? No, they were. What were they gozer? No, they were gozer that any chefta which has chametz in it is usher. Why can't they make that zera? Any chetza with a chametz in it is usher. So in lach b'lach, there's chametz in your soup. But in Yom Kippur, no. Each chetza is separate. And therefore they weren't gozer on it.
Isn't this avoiding the fact of the Rosh and Rosh? Meaning if you had three pieces of salami, he wouldn't say.
He would say there's Bittul Baruch. But there's still three different chassas.
You can see them as independent chassas.
After all, I'll prove it. Because, let's say in regular Yisurin, if you had, if they had a different tam, if it was lach b'lach, it would be osu b'doraisa. If it's yosh b'yosh, it's just not osu b'doraisa. Why? Because they don't give tam to each other. They admit they don't actually affect each other. They're just as harobis, but each chesed doesn't affect the next chesed.
I mean, here it's also not affecting, because that doesn't tam.
No, but okay, so he says, the gzera is that any kosher of chametz is considered to be affecting, is part of that tarobis. I don't mean, right, obviously here I don't mean affecting in a sensible way, but it really is in there, like the chemicals are in there. So you'd say that, so there it goes there. I think that's...
No, because I wind up being allowed to eat a roll. I can't tell that it's a 19-minute roll.
Correct.
But I can't eat this pot that has a grain in it.
Correct, which is, again, I mean, that sounds a little strange, which maybe... Maybe that's the reason I don't agree with the Russia, just sounded too strange. right, 1 ounce of, you know, whiskey falls into my tinker truck full of cholent or vegetable soup, then it's straight. But it's actually, you know, a piece of, like a roll and two potato rolls, and I can eat them, does sound a little peculiar. But I think that what you have to say is that... What you have to say is that no, that the gzera they made was just when you combine things, so they're still called chametz. Here, you didn't combine anything, so the rule of bittul works. It's still a little counterintuitive.
Does he mention b'dila minay in that?
He does mention b'dila minay in that part.
We're struggling to understand why. It sounds like the reason you wouldn't be gozer is because of lo b'dila minay wouldn't apply.
In lach b'lach, it's lo b'dila minay. And yavish b'yavish. I didn't necessarily have the impression that Dafki thought you were more bedeviling in one way than the other, although he didn't mention more bedeviling in there. Sorry. Okay, so that's the interesting start of the rush. However, even though we don't pass like this at all, it doesn't make it onto the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Well, what do a lot of Rishonim say? The Ravid and the Ramban. And the Ritva here and there, the Ran mentions it, Rabbi David says here, what do many Yishonim say? Exactly, and really who's the first one who says that when that Chametz, the Mashu is Asbachil Babotabana? Who's the first one to say it? Rashi and Avodah Zarah says, right, if you have a slice of chametz that gets mixed with slices of matzah, then you can't eat them, but you can feed them to a dog or sell them to a guy. Right? So really, many Rishonim, Rashi, Ravid, Ramban, Rabbi David, and other Rishonim, all say no problem. That Sachim is talking about achila. And the answer is that it's Aser Ba'achila Bin Mashahu. But Avodah Zarah is not talking about Achila. What's the context there, right? They're throwing it Oros Levuvin and okay, maybe all the other things are food. But they're throwing Oros Levuvin and Avodah Kochavim and an idol, right? So they're not only talking about eating. They're talking about Hanah. And therefore, inyan hanah is batel and motor behanah, again, unless it's a davar shebeminyan. So they say there's no difference between lach lach and yavish b'yavish, doing an afkamina. And they come up with a very strange compromise. If you have a tarogus of chametz b'mashahu, it is aser to eat, but motor to get hanah from. Which is really Rashi there already says it. So they say also b'achila and mutter b'hanah. This is even a lot of Rishonim hold that doesn't make it onto the pages of Shulchan Aruch. We for sure don't pass it this way. But it's a nice way to resolve it because our Gemara is thinking about what you can eat. That's pashut pshat and lachora. And the word of Zara is filling in Hanah. That's all the steps of the word of Zara. This part is filling up what you can get Hanah from, what you can't. It's a little funny, the Rosh says. How can you have like the same chesed? Bottle for Hanah, but it's not bottle for eating, for Achila. But that's the opinion of many Rishonim. What's the Svara? Why would it be bottle the Inyan Achila? Linyan Hanah. But Isser Masha Linyan Achila. So, like, if I have like chametz, it's 1% chametz. It's chametz for eating, but it's Pesach for Hanah. What's the Svara? What? Like my admission that all Hanah, something you could eat, is Shalom Kederach, and therefore there were a Mako. Okay, that is, I think that's a little radical, though. You're right, according to my admission, that every Yisra Hanah is only Shalom Kederach, and maybe it's more Mako, although he admits it's Asa Daraisa, just about Malkos. That's a little bit radical. I don't know if I want to say they all have to agree with him. What's the shots? You know.
Are you asking why it's possible, or just why?
Why it makes sense? What's the svara? So one svara, excellent, is if you assume that this is because of chumer dechametz, right? Chumer dechametz might be based on kareis, and there's no kareis on hanaa, right? So you could say that chumra dechametz is only for achila, right? When it comes to hanaa, so there's no chumra dechametz. Chametz doesn't hanaa, so is bas mechalav, so is klai akerem. You know, we don't pay extra strength. Only when it comes to achila, we have chumra dechametz. If you assume that chumra dechametz ties into kareis, which, as you know, Rashi and many Rishonim and Tosos and Rishonim Ashkenaz and many Rishonim do assume, so you could say that it's because of chumra dechametz. That is a great answer. However.
Is everybody else who doesn't hold it because of Chumra Dechametz?
Right, that doesn't help, let's say, the Ramban, who holds his Dovr Shish Matirin, right? It doesn't help Dovr Shish Matirin. And as a matter of fact, the Ibn Ari and David himself, if you're the diet very, very carefully in his Lashon, Rabbeinu David wrote this even for Rav, well, Min Bamino Bamashu, nothing to do with Chumra Dechametz. And Rashi holds Min B'Mi U'Mashu and calls Arkul enough to be Chavitz. And yet he said it. So it's not so Pashut, because some of the Rishonim said, it's Pashut if you hold it's all Chumra Dechavitz. But Ramban holds it's Arashi Shematirin. And Rashi holds it's Min B'Mi U'Labato. And the Rebbe Dovid even says it in the part of the Gemara where they fought Min B'Mi U'Labato. So if this is not because of Chumra Dechavitz, then part of his answer is not going to work anymore, right? Anyone have another answer?
We're assuming you still need at least
shisha in order for the Masir Hanah. Right? We're assuming you still need at least shisha. The Ritva has a very interesting shita, according to Ra, that you need 200 for your Masir Hanah. Why? Because Arlan Klai Keren, it's actually a close of Ramah Raiva, whether Asa Hanah until 200 or not. But most people assume you need shisha. Now, and the Raiva also, if you look at the Raiva, Machos Asuras Hesbav Yadal, he says, nothing in the world can be Asir Masir Hanah. Nothing in the world. He also heard more than 60 Bahadah, meaning nothing with Chumra Dechametz. He says, Orla, 1% Orla. No, the right says 1% in the Mishnah Torah, says 1% Orla is Mutter Bahadah, only Asr Bahadah. Anything that's less than 60, it can't be Asr Bahadah.
You can explain how it's a surah, the right of Rezari, you have to Asr Bahadah, I'm not sure, or no?
Not that, except for the things that are discussed in that surah.
And we had at the beginning of the year with the Grizz, the distinction between the 5th and the 6th hour, that sometimes something could be Asr Bahadah, and not Bahadah, if it's not Kain Poth.
So what you're saying is that that is this Zera is that is an interesting idea. I will just point out now. Of course, we hold that this is a dindoraisim and amino. None of these things are necessarily going to help. But if you really want to be really balabashish, why would you say it's also rachilu motzabana? You could say that it's chashashu lehefsid gadol, right? If you can't eat it, then you can be nah, it's only small hefsid. Maybe they do want to make you a big hefsid. Okay, which would work even if it's dosh shmatir, right? As long as it's din rabbanan. What Schreiber wants to say is something lumbish, right? What does Schreiber want to say? He wants to say that no, This is not a real chesed chametz anymore. This is like Griz Shah Chamishis, right? This is not a real chesed chametz. There's a taromis of mashu is not a chesed shah chametz. A taromis of mashu is, you know, just a iser gavra to not like come close to chametz. You want to say even davashi shel material bottle is not really a chesed shah chametz. That's a big chesh.
At least it's not this. Even if you don't talk about whether it's just a gavra or a chesed, it's not kain torah.
Right, except that if it's low bottle, then that would seem to be kain torah, right? Because what is low bottle? It's like the thing it was before it was bottle. Right? Simple chat would say, it's kain torah, because just saying it's not bottle, and if it's not bottle, then it's nishma raisa. Right? It's not like they invented a new thing. They just said.
It's not actually just a gavra.
Yeah, they said me draw a button, pretend it's not bottle, and then you're back to something like a doraisa. But Schreiber wants to say it's not a real chesed shel chametz. Okay, it's a funny thing. Like, why would right this works? Doesn't work for davar sheyesh lo matirin or min b'mino lo batel. This works for davar sheyesh lo matirin. You could say even davar sheyesh lo matirin, they didn't want to make you have a big chesed, right? But certainly doesn't work for min benino lo bato. So Schreiber wants to say also it would work as long as it's din rabbanan kovar de chametz, maybe in davar sheyesh lo matirin. He wants to say it's not a real chesed of chametz. It's just like, you know, it's not a real chesed of chametz. It's just like a separate zeirus, like, you know, avoid things that remind us of chametz. So Schreiber wants to say, right? It's not that there are gozers a real chefts of chametz, and therefore it's like a shah chamishis, and it's like shah chamishis. Okay. There's an interesting pshat in the Ursameach. He has the very fascinating pshat that I found. The Ursameach has a fascinating pshat, which also, this like, certainly wouldn't work if you said maybe we need a little bottle, right? Certainly wouldn't work for Rashi, who holds maybe we need a little bottle. Right, unless Rashi in Avodah Zarah is only talking about Mimbish Eino Mino. It's hard to imagine. Like, how would a slice of bread be mixed up with Mimbish Eino Mino, right? so, also, doesn't work for Mimbish Eino Mino. The Or Sameach wants to say an interesting pshat.
Where is the Or Sameach?
Machol Sosuris Tesbav Yudalit. He said, based on the Ran. He said an interesting shot based on the Ran. What is the Ran sheet of Aisuri Hadara? Bit of an extension. What's the famous cool of the Ran of Aisuri Hadara?
No.
No problem, Sigrisha, right? If you're it's not your Kavana, that's not within the realm of Aisuri Hadara. But Aisuri Achila is always Aisuri. So what do you want to say? Say, hold on, when you have Mashahu, you're not trying to get Hadara from the Aisuri. When you have mashu, you don't want it. You're not trying to get it off from the Yisr. You barely even notice the Yisr exists. Right? If you have a tarobus of mashu, you're just trying to get it off from the Heser. And accidentally, the Yisr stuck in here.
Is it Asr b'mashu b'hanah? Or that's not Asr?
It is, Pashtus is Asr b'mashu b'hanah. So you have to say that. Maybe a special chumra by what is Asr. So he wanted to say that that eino miskavein lehanos mehaitzer velachein behanaa darish eino miskavein is mutter, but ba'achila darish eino miskavein is aser. Right? Even if you're eating something you don't want to eat it. Right, the sas b'chol b'arai is chayim shikainene. Right, but even though it's a psikreishu, you need a hanah from the iser element. Since you're not really trying to get a hanah, it's not important that you get a hanah. It doesn't really make a difference because it's just a mashu. Therefore, you want to say it's mutter b'hanah. It's mutter b'hanah because you don't have intention to get a hanah from it. You're not really being mashed it as hanah, but achila, a ma'isa achila is also regardless of your kavanah.
He's also assuming what Dani said, that we assume that the Torah was not a chesed chametz. So it is, you are being...
Right, we're assuming it's all like Kanan or something.
Correct.
That's a reasonable assumption. Anyways, that's your assumption. It's long shot. So you could say, as long as it's in the realm of Durabunan, you could say it's just like, because Chomer de Chavez only applies to Kares, like Pardo, or you could say they just didn't want to be so macro on you, they didn't want to be so mean to you and make you lose your money entirely. Or maybe there's something more lumdish, that what he's saying is that it's not really a chetz of chametz, or that when it comes to achila, an objective achila of an isser, as long as the isser is there, you can't eat it. When it comes to hana'ah, according to the Ran, hana'ah is more subjective, and as long as you're not actually trying to use this, it's just like an unintended side effect, then it might be okay. That's your Ursa Me'as shot. Macholos Asuros, Tesvav Yadalot. Okay. That's the four shitas in terms of how the Gemara of Ozor relates to our Gemara. Just at the number five, we already sort of discussed briefly the whole question of that last line of Rabba, right? That Acher Zmano, what's his line? Shalob Zmano, Bein Vimino, Bein Lifnei Zmano, we discussed. Shalob Zmano, meaning Acher Zmano, Bein Vimino, Bein Shalomino, Mutter, to Rabbi Shimon, right? And even though Rabbi Shimon made a knas, it doesn't apply to Tarobes. What does it mean it doesn't apply to Tarobes? Who remembers the two shitas that we mentioned? Of what does it mean that there's no Isser on Tarobes after Pesach? Right? So the most of the Rishonin... exactly. So, sorry. The Ron here, and Rabbeinu David, and the Magen Avraham, quoting the Rishonim, says it is Batal Merov, as opposed to the Torah and the Mechaber, who said it is Batal B'Shishim. Right, the Torah and the Mechaber just said after Pesach, there's no special Chumrah, you're under the regular rule of Batal B'Shishim, while most Rishonim, as the Magen Avraham points out, say no, after Pesach, it is... It is Batal Barov, there's a special kula, we said, maybe they're arguing about whether they just let Bithel happen, or they made a special, did they just, like, say anything special, just let Bithel work? Or no, they made a special exception to Xerah, that Rav Shimon only wanted to be Gozer on the Chametz to end, but he didn't want to be Gozer on anything, if not the exact same form in which you were over. The Ritva has a Pshara here. The Rif has a Pshara here. He says, Min b'mino is Batal b'rov, but Min b'she'eino mino is b'shishim because of Nesinas Tam. So the Rif makes a Pshara that I think is the only one who makes a Pshara. He says, if Chametz gets mixed after Pesach, it's Min b'mino is Batal b'rov. But if it's Min b'she'eino mino, then since you can still taste it up till Shishim, then it's only Batal B'Shishim.
Is he assuming because we're just going back to the Dereisas?
Yeah, it seems to be that he's assuming we go back to the Dereisas. Not so clear the old time period for the Dereisas. But he seems to be saying that, look, if you can actually notice it, let's call that going back to the Dereisas, then they weren't Makel. If it's actually Nicker, then they weren't Makel. But if it's Batal Barov and Bamino, that's just a Xerah D'Rabbanan, then they weren't Makel. The Rishonim also point out, and this is pretty universal in the Rishonim, that they say this heter of that after Pesach it's Batal Barov. If you hold this, most Rishonim, this heter of Batal Barov, that's only if it got mixed after Pesach. But if it got mixed during Pesach or before Pesach, then the Ran says, and this I think we assume. Lamaisa, the Ran says, if it got mixed after Pesach, you have Chomet Shavu Lom Pesach and regular food. Right? So if the Chomet Shavu Lom Pesach gets mixed with regular food after Pesach, then according to most Rishonim, it's Batal Barov. However, if it got mixed on Pesach or before Pesach, then we don't go by, then the rule is that if you're, this is Tarovis that's over by Rabbi Motzei, then it is Aser. Then we can't say Bithel Barov if you're over by Rabbi Matzei. And according to most Rishonim, what's the Shear of Tarovis where you're over by Rabbi Matzei? Kzayis Mechilas Pras. That's the Ran here quotes most Rishonim. Then Magid Mishnah and Dalet Ches quotes that most people say Kzayis Mechilas Pras. The Gaonim say even up to Shishim. you still violate by Rabbi Yimase. So it's a bit of a machlokas. Most Rishonim say you violate by Rabbi Yimase if there's a kazayis and a chdekalus pras, but not less. And the owners say as long as there's a kazayis and you can still paste it, even up to Shishim, you violate by Rabbi Yimase. They point out that if you violate by Rabbi Yimase in Tarobis, then obviously Rosh Hashanah would have to be gozer on this Tarobis, because you violated by Rabbi Yimase on it. But if you only violated by Rabbi Yimase on a piece of chametz and then it got mixed later, then he wasn't gozer. Okay, now we're ready for the next part of the sugya. Rav has this fascinating line. Amar Rav, Kederos v'Pesach Yisha Beiru. Right? In their days, all their kederos of regular people were cheres, unless you were Rothschild. So you have to break your pots. V'amai l'shinu achar Pesach le'elvu shlo b'minan. Why can't you save them? Right? Just save them to lester Pesach, like we do. And then you'll cook min shlo b'mino, and it'll be mutter.
What if it's cheres, if it's nisr mashu, then even in...
Because you could kasher them if they're not cheres.
But is not kasher and just based on different position anyways?
No, not necessarily. After all, we kasher pots and there's not shishim in the water. Right? So, it's clear from the continuation of the Gemara also that he's only talking about cheres. Like, I'm not making it up. So, gzeira de maaseh levin hu b'mino. No, since min b'mino is... is b'mashu even after Pesach? You remember Rav Shita, right? And Daf Chav Tesem and Beis. What did Rav say? That shelo b'mino b'mino aser meaning b'mashu. So since after Pesach it'll be b'mashu b'mino, there goes our shelo b'mino atu mino u'shmuel amar lo yishaveru b'mashu lachar Pesach b'mino shelo b'mino v'az shmuel atami dar shmuel hanu zam nekadni asher zvini akandaichu lo dushin flu Rav Shimon v'lidushu da shmuel kar Shimon sviri asri de Rav Hava right Shmuel hold like Rav Shimon that after Pesach there's no Isser Mashu, so just save it and cook. Rav held, like Rabbi Yehuda after Pesach, and like Rabbi Yehuda on two things, right? That Chametz after Pesach is also Daraisa, and that Min B'mino is B'mashu, on all Yisurim. So therefore he said, after Pesach would still be a problem B'mino, and he was Gozer Shalom B'mino. This brings up there are a few, almost no line in this little jam-packed Gemara is clear. Right, every line is problematic. You're just in the very beginning, right? All the Rishonim wonder, why did our Gemara leave out the most obvious factor here if you're cooking after Pesach? Right, everyone knows if you put your pots away and cook after Pesach, what is the pot after Pesach? Eino ben yomo, and what do we call the tam that goes into your food? Nosin tam lefgam. Right, so nosin tam lefgam is mutter. That's clear all over Shas, that a kli after 24 hours of nosin tam lefgam is mutter. So, why did anyone have any havim to even discuss anything in this sugya? Don't we know that nosin tam lefgam is mutter? So, that's the question. Isn't it obvious that nosin tam lefgam is mutter? And the answer to this question has to get you into a lot of very important lumbus. Now, I just want to share with you the most interesting, different than we're used to answer to this question, which is, I think, the Itter at the end of this little piece in the Sefer Itter. Did anyone notice how the Itter answered this question? At the end. Where is it? Yeah, the last three lines. The Avgav Demin and the Efshud Lo Pugma Porta Hani Mili Tavshel Shavrit Surasav Al Chameitz Lo Pugma Li Olam. He is a wild shot. The Gemara always says Kedir She'ena Ben Yomo is Nosin Tam Lefgam, right? What is the Gemara always talking about, right? They're talking about treif, obviously. What kind of treif is the Gemara always talking about when it talks about a Kedir being Nosin Tam Lefgam after 24 hours?
Meat,
right? What's it talking about? The guy has his pot, right? It's always talking about the pot of a guy. The pot has a guy. The guy has a pot. And what does the guy cook that's treif in the pot? Remember, we're not talking about modern day times when, I mean, even in modern day times, like everything comes from meat, but they make everything into chemicals. Well, the guy cooked. If he cooked tomatoes, that was okay. Right? If he cooked barley, that was okay. Then he cooked meat, the velus and trefus and scutsim and remusim. That was the problem. And a bus b'chalav, so he cooked meat and milk. So everyone knows. Meat and milk, right? Right? Meaning animal products, are the one thing which you have to be very, very careful to refrigerate properly. Right? You can't leave meat lying around. And even if you find a gourd with milk, you can't leave milk lying around either. Right? These things have to be refrigerated properly. So all of the Gemara's Milsam with Gemara about meat. The answer says, there's no rule that a tam and a kli after 24 hours is pogum. No, the rule is that a tam and a kli after 24 hours is the same as it would have been lying on your table after 24 hours. Everyone knows if you leave a piece of pork lying on your table after 24 hours, it is disgusting. So likewise, in your pot after 24 hours, it's disgusting. But bread? You can leave bread lying? I mean, okay, eventually it'll get moldy. You certainly leave bread lying for a couple of days. Even for a week, sometimes it'll be okay, you know, if it's a very plush kind of bread. Bread is not as delicate as meat, right? You can leave crackers lying forever, right? You can leave pretzels. You can come back in a year and the pretzels will be pretty decent. Maybe you wouldn't pay a lot of money for them, but decent enough. right? Chametz doesn't spoil so easily. So the answer says we're all wrong. We all think we're all brought up from like high school to learn that, after 24 hours, the pot's a tam lufgam. And she says, no, it depends what's in the pot. If it's meat, it's tam lufgam. But if it's chametz, then maybe it's not lufgam after only 24 hours. So that is very different than we're used to thinking. But, you know, it's not so crazy. It's pretty logical, yeah. Chametz doesn't spoil as fast as meat. Okay, clearly no one else in the world agrees with the answer on this, or many other things.
What does Tosa say when he says,
what Tosa means is the opposite of the Iter. What Tosa means is that, sorry. What Tosa means is that no. Nothing necessarily on its own would be pogum after. Well, actually not so pushy. What he might mean is, let's guess what he means in a minute. But he does mean what the Iter is saying, right? He's saying it's because it was in the kli that it's pogum. The Iter is saying that it's just that it would have been pogum anyway, I think. The Iter says it would have been pogum without the kli. It's the only things that would be pogum without the kli are pogum in the kli. So that's one great answer is the Iter. The Iter says, Chametz eino nifgam in the kli. It's not a general rule that a kli after 24 hours is tam lufgam. Only a kli with things that need refrigeration is nifgam after 24 hours. But Chametz, it's not nifgam. I assume he would say if you cooked other things also it wouldn't necessarily be nifgam.
So this is in the kli?
Yeah.
I'm saying in general, Chametz.
In general, for sure, your chametz does not always spoil if you leave it around for a week. Right? If you leave a little bread for a week, it doesn't spoil. What?
That's why these
are for
air.
Well, these masses for air. Right, but though these masses, you'll do that, because that you can leave for a year. But a loaf of bread, you can leave, if you have a fresh loaf of bread, you can leave it for a week and it wouldn't spoil. okay, that's the Iter, which is, again, not at all mainstream. What does Rashi say? Rashi is being a little more pashut.
Rob actually
is old. Rashi says that Rob holds Nosin Tam Lufgam is also. And therefore, he explains, Rashi says, how many reasons do we not possibly like Rob for? Two, right? One is what Shmuel says in the Gemara, that we hold that Chametz after Pesach is not Osir Daraisa and is Batel. And two is that, anyway, we hold Tam Lufgam is Mutter. So we wouldn't agree with this, Rob.
Just because you mentioned Shmuel, do we know what Shmuel holds about those Tam Gam? That the Gemara focuses on his Rishimin Heter as opposed to his Nos Tam Gam Heter? Or they're just the easier ones to focus on?
So, first of all, the Gemara does not say it's because of his Rishimin Heter. That's what the Gemara. That's what seems obvious, because Shmuel just spoke on the last Amud. The Gemara just says, Shmuel is Latame, because he told the people selling pots, you better lower your prices, or else I'll... Oh, he says, or else I'll dashen like Rav Shimon, the Gemara does say. So why is the Gemara dashen like Rav Shimon? Why doesn't the Gemara say he's Matra Nosan Tam Lufgam, Lefi Rashi? It could be just because that we know in Nosan Tam Lufgam, we don't know, so he might as well pick something we know.
So do we know from elsewhere?
Do we know what Shmuel holds about Nosan Tam Lufgam? I'm not sure what Shmuel holds about Nosan Tam Lufgam. In any case, it would be reasonable for the Gemara to focus on him holding like Rosh Shimon, because that's what we were just discussing in the last Amud.
Right.
But what he holds about Nosan Tam with Gam, I'm not sure if we know. I don't know. Sarkian. Okay.
So we're actually assuming like the Chacham Vinitza here. Anybody almost a lesser.
Ah, okay. Hold that thought for a second.
That
could be an answer. Ah, Gevaldik. Okay. So let's give another answer. Whose answer is that? Right? Did you think of that yourself?
I saw you were sent to Pesach Tshuvas. So
forget about sending you to Pesach Tshuvas.
Tosos,
right? What does Tosos say? What's Tosos' problem with Rashi? Tosos' problem with Rashi is that what? Right, not just we don't know. If we mamish had no idea, then we could speculate. But the Gemara of Avodah Zarah has two deos about what Rav holds Nos Tam with Gam. So how could the Gemara of Avodah Zarah have two deos if our Gemara can prove one way or the other? Right? Okay. Is that the strongest taina ever? Not necessarily. That's the iter here in the same passage quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, nah, you can defend Rashi by saying that our Gemara is only a leave of the one side of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. But okay, I'll be pashup shat Tosfos as a problem. How can Rashi say that Rav Bivadai holds no stam l'kam is aser if it's a suffix where the Rav holds in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah? They don't know what Rav holds. Why didn't they just quote our Gemara? So that's what Tosfos says. Per Rashi was saying, "Gabi akur shikha v'sapkul ikas av Rav no stam l'kam aser om water." For akur shikha ashbuche mashpach. The Israel le mutter afilo akur yom shavu yisrael. So Tosfos points out, right, that this only works for one side, no, I'm sorry, I mean Rashi, of the Gemara in Abu Zara, right? Tosfos says, Rav holds Nos Tam L'kam Aser. There's another time that says, Rav holds Nos Tam L'kam Mutter. Tosfos says, you don't want to just make our Gemara stuck. Rashi wants to make our Gemara stuck, that it only works with the one side in Abu Zara. But no, you don't want our Gemara to be stuck like one side in Abu Zara. So what does Tosfos suggest as an answer? And many, many, many other Rishonim suggest this as well. That no stam l'kam is aser achila, right? We're talking about whether you can cook in the pot or not. So they say that no stam l'kam is aser l'chachila. Is that Nosan Tam L'Gam is Asur L'Chachila, and therefore, that was the problem. That was why no one brought in Nosan Tam L'Gam, because Nosan Tam L'Gam doesn't help you to cook in the pot. It only helps you if you already cooked in the pot. But it doesn't help you to cook in the pot, and that is seems to be, at least, a Mefurish Gemara in the very last daf of Azara, at the very top, that says that Gazru on Eina Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo. So is this so pasha that that's pshat in our Gemara? That's because of the Isra L'Chachila? Right? Why do some people not like this pshat? Because maybe you wouldn't call this L'Chachila because if you have to break your path, that's the Diyavid. Right? But even besides that, Tosfos Ben Peretz and other points out that it's not so pashat. It's not so pashat. Because
Gemara assumes that it should be mutter mishen amino. There's an esher chatchila
actually. No, mutter mishen amino is mutter because it's bottle of the shishin, not because no stam l'kam. I'll be the simple pshat in our Gemara. But number one, the Gemara says we're gozer atu, right? Remember we're gozer atu. So if something's just l'chachila, then it makes sense to have like gzeros on l'chachilas. Like, if it's only an Isra L'Chachila to use the Nos Tam L'Gam, why should we be Gozer, Mimishein Amino, Atum Amino? This is what Tosfos Ben Peretz says. Rabbeinu Peretz says, not so posh, because if it's only Asr L'Chachila, we shouldn't, we being Rav, be Gozer, Mimishein Amino, Atum Amino. Whoever heard of Gzeiros on L'Chachilas, right? The Taz points out in a few places in the Shulchan Aruch Yerotea that we're looking Gzeir on L'Chachilas. And also, Zera Eino Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo, doesn't apply after Pesach. He says, really, it doesn't make sense. Why is Nosnam Gamaz Lachilik? Zera Inu Ben Yomot Ben Yomo. After Pesach, is it really shy to have Zera Inu Ben Yomot Ben Yomo? What? No, but, like, what's the point? Don't use the kli from a guy after 24 hours because you might use it before 24 hours. Don't use a kli you traked up after 24 hours because you might use it within 24 hours. Don't use a kli after Pesach after 24 hours because you might use a kli after Pesach within 24 hours.
Yeah, from a guy. Well, I mean,
don't use your
kli. It could be a general.
Right.
You come to use it on Pesach.
You come, if you use it after Pesach, you come to use it on Pesach?
No.
That's a big thinnest. Meaning, the Tosfos in Peretz is the chiyah, is he says, look, it's been 7 days. Like, how do you ever use a ben yomo? Now, of course, you can answer maybe a goy's kli after Pesach, or you can answer, but a goy's kli after Pesach is much even ben yomo because it's not chomesh ever lo Pesach. Oh, but for Rav it is, yeah, because Rav Achim Bar Yaakov retracted. Or you could say maybe it's a general rule. So obviously, it's possible to say this, but it's not mukra if this is the answer. Because it's not machrach, this is the answer. Because even without chachmei v'netzia, because it's not so pashut, you need to make zera on chametz. Because like you're not really likely to be confused. And because if it was only nesulach achila, why would we go there ain't ben yomo to ben yomo? So that's why there's not such a pashut answer, although it's a reasonable answer. Okay, now we are ready for the more interesting answers. So it could be that Rav just had a certain shita. It could be a very fascinating iftar who changes everything he thought about pasta to 24 hours. It could be that Rav just has a strange shita and this is going to one side of Mozara. It could be that this is because of the Isra HaChila and, they made a general rule where it goes to the Isra HaChila even after Pesach. And they took it so seriously they even made Zera up to. Could be. Right? Lots of Rishon agree with that. But what else does Tosa say? Great. What is Tosfos Binyan Peretz quote? Someone saying Gevaldik. Exactly. So this is the. You should know Ad Hayom Hazeh. This is a big machlokas, right? What? This is a big machlokas Ad Hayom Hazeh, right? What did Pardo think? Is there a hetzer of Nosan Tam of Gam and Isra Mashim?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And what does Gutenberg think? Absolutely not, right? right. Halacha Lemaisa. Let's say I accidentally cook in a chametz dekli on Pesach and it's Einu Ben Yomo. What's the din? So Sfardim say perfectly fine. It does Nam of Yom, right? Which is what, everyone here seems to be assuming. Ashkenazim say, no. Ashkenazim say, unless it's a Makam Hasim Ruba, whatever, it's Usher. Why? This is the famous machlokas found in Tosos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, thank you. in our sugya, it's quoted by, quoted by Rav Yosef de Nebendjush. Yeah, I assume it's de Nebendju. I don't know exactly, I'm not such a bucky in old French towns. What? And the Maram Chalava also has this answer. Yosef Mi Maram Chalava also has this answer. He says that Nosen Tam Lefgam is Aser the Isurei Mashu, and that is a machlokes in 2 days. It seems to be the Havmina, like the day that not Maskana Tosos. In about Zar Sav Vav and Aleph, who hold that there's no heter of no Tam Gam Pesach because it is Aser Ramashu. The Rashba, Shub Rashba actually also quotes this from the Ri, which is the Shub Rashba's on here, right? So I think, yeah, that he says that Osa Taroto Fil Mashu Kedash Rabini Yitzchak HaZaken Zal, right? So this also, even though they are a thing in our sugya, this is the Shut Rashba, and he is quoting it from the Ri HaZaken, Bechor the Ri HaZaken Baal Tosfos, so that's some pretty serious names, behind the Ashkenazi Chumrah, that doesn't seem to be what most Rishonim think. So, what's the chumri? The chumri is that it's a mashu, even though sintam lefgam is usher. What's the logic that even though sintam lefgam is usher, if it's an isser mashu? And then I'm going to perfect sense. The whole point of the rab holds an isser mashu. Therefore, there's no hefim, no sintam lefgam. What's the logic? Why in an isser mashu should there be no hefim, tam lefgam? What do they say? Right, because, well, okay, they say a little more called that. Just sounding at first. What? Right, in a mashu, there's never time. So, who cares about the time? Which is, hey, you're just saying it with a little more analysis. however, all the other Rishonim seem to assume, right, that Tosis didn't give that answer, right? Most Rishonim don't give the answer, right? This is the machlokas. Right, what's the machlokas? What about no sintam lefgam in an iser mashu? The Rashba and the Rishonim who are mentioned right here say it's usur. And most Rishonim, and I mentioned the Ran here, right? The Ran says beforeish that the heter still applies. The Ran and most Rishonim say it's mutter. So, a minority Rishonim say this is a good explanation for a sugya. It's her mashu is usher, even though some time with gone. Because after all, regular sir were only usher, there's no same time. So if there's no time with gone, then they're mutter. Then it's her mashu is usher, even without time. So if it's usher, even without time, then it should be usher, even if it's time with gone. After all, time with gone is no worse than no time. Time with gone is now time, but it's still usher. Right? So, what is the yesod of, what's the yesod of this machlokas? Right? What's the yesod of this machlokas? Aha! Uh-huh. So part of suggesting maybe they're really arguing about how no sintam lefgam works. Of course, which names did I cleverly arrange to put on the board to hint at that? Right? Right, but it's really here. It's a shur rather rash, but I mean, there's no rash in Sakhan, obviously. So we don't know what he said himself. And the short Rashi is in three places the same thing. I'll just read it to you. He had the shiloh. If the whole thing is inherently pogum, then it turns into dirt. So the laws are torah from Yalma. Low sort of mashal, if you met some, that's a yosir, even if the whole thing or half of it. Well, ain't a pogum gomer, oh, start with the machil. If the thing is not a piece of dirt, it's just notes in tam lefgam. Then I feel a mashu. Kedas for an ear. So if a zokinzal, if he's a kol shu a mashu, ain't mapas tamo, ain't this your mashu, not to the tam, ain't calling me tamo gam shayin bottom. You don't need time for chumi. It's also for mashu. One crumb answers a whole tanker truck full of apple juice, even though there's no tam. So who cares if it's tam or not? Sharing a whole mug or tamo. The dover bar will feed daiti. Afisha mixes mirabosas, I hope you can love. Kaduma, right? He says, and this is dover bar, even though some of them argue. And what's his raya? He says, Kimduma, I have a raya. What's his raya? Ryan Farish, me pluted Rabbi Shmuel, but Gideros Bepesach, me sugi didn't love a Gemara. Right, Bein Mefarshim, Chacham, and you're a Chacham, I don't have to explain. Taki doesn't have to explain. We understand his Raya, right? His Raya is from our sugya. Why didn't they mock the Nils Nam of Gan? So it's a Raya, the Nils Nam of Gan is also in Pesach. Right, so the Rashba, even though he doesn't have a Pesham Sachin, sticks in a Pesham Sachin, says, you're a Chacham, enough to understand there's a Raya from Gideros Bepesach, Yishavehu. So the Rashba clue says, Usher. The Ran here is an interesting lesson. What does the Ran say in the back? He says, what do you mean? Pagam, the Nail Shin Wheel Gar, Pagam is totally mutter. Pagam is a chetz of heter. Of course it wouldn't be Asa the Tarumas. So what are they arguing about, the Maisa? So, who wants to part of what I'm saying? They're arguing about the way Nils and Tamil Gam works. What do you mean by that?
What's the device by which we say that something that doesn't have a gum works?
Okay.
Are you saying that you don't want the tom, therefore it doesn't count with your power of this? Or are you saying not fully formulated?
Okay. All right, good start.
Maybe the gum may not have anything to do with tom. Maybe I saw we saw something that it could be
Okay, excellent. So this is a, those of us who remember your Yurtea, hopefully some of us should remember it pretty well. in the beginning of Simon Kov Gimel, the Beis Yosef summarizes a Okay, a minority of us. I don't know, all of us. I should remember pretty well. Okay, a small minority of mamash, no excuse. but even from last year or so, 2 years ago, you should remember your dad. One of the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, Pagam Shesha Amru, right? The Ran and the Rashba are trying to solve a certain problem in those in Talmud of Gam. What problem are they trying to solve? Which is that classic Pagam is the Ve'il Shem and Ruli Lager. The Ve'il Shem and Ruli Lager is not edible, right? It's mamish garbage. Somehow, from the Ve'il Shem and Ruli Lager, we saw a code that is called Nosing Talmud Gam. What does Nosing Talmud Gam mean? Nosing Talmud Gam means that it's just a little worse, right? Pugin Tzas. So, where do you get the heter of, right? How do you get the heter of Pogim Tzas? How do you get a heter of Pogim Tzas? Right? After all, most of the time with Gam, what's the case? They put Chalev into Greason or something? Yayin into Greason, right? What? Chomet into Greason, whatever it was. Right? So, it's not inedible, at least the Rishonim, most Rishonim assume. Right, it's still edible, it's just that. If I cook it, a cliche in a ben yomo, it's not inedible, it's just pogim tzas. So the Ra'an, the Vedic advice, is a radical shita which does not make it into the Beis Yosef or Shofanar for Achronin. He says, no, taka, if tamka ikers doraisa, then it's only mutter if it becomes inedible. He says, when you're dealing with the term doraisa, it's only mutter if it's inedible. That's what the Ra'an says. The Ra'an says, right? The Ra'ah says, either we hold Tam Ke'ikr Midrabanan Vihikilu Bipagam Ktas. One answer is, well, Tam Ke'ikr is Rabanan, so then they were Mako Bipagam Ktas. They weren't Gozer, because you know what? It's Midrabanan, they want to be Mako. Or, he says, in Tim Salomar, Tam Ke'ikr Midaraisa, then you have to say that it's Mutter Rak in Pagam Lagamre, who, you know, Pagam Lagamre, Ve'eno, Ra'oi La'achila. And if you ask him, well, hold on a second, then if we hold Tom Kikers Araisa, then why is it okay if I'm talking to Ve'eno Yomopat? After all, it's not Pagam Lagamre, it's not inedible. So he answered, the Ra'ah answered, yeah, it really is totally inedible. The taste that comes out of the pot is totally inedible. You just don't notice it because it's only a small fraction. But it's really totally inedible. Like, if you would be able to isolate the trace taste, it would be totally inedible. That's what the Ra'ah says. The Ra'ah says basically either say Tam Ke'ikr's Ravonan, and that's why they invented Kula Pagam Tzas, or if you hold Tam Ke'ikr's Araisa, you have to say there's no heter Pagam Tzas. There's only a heter when something is totally inedible.
Does the Ra'ah also have an interesting shita by Yenu Bin Yomo? Does he say Yenu Bin Yomo Pagam Tzas?
Mutter for meat and milk? Yeah.
How does he explain when shemen and basar, I mean, dvash and basar, or the thing itself is fine, it's just in the taroas it's problem?
So he would probably say that basar in dvash is probably usar. It's just that if it's in ben yomo, it's mutter. That was Maharosh Shonim had interpreting Mara and Zara in two places. He would probably say it's only when it's in ben yomo, because only in ben yomo is mamish nifsol me'achiba. We just don't notice it because it's very small, but it's mamish nefsol me'achila.
Even if the end in the tarobas? What about tarobas?
Like what about like chomets and the greasen?
Yeah.
So I think he would have to. He'd say that the gemara of chomets and greasen holds tam ke'ikr d'rabanan. But if you held tam ke'ikr d'oraisa, you wouldn't say that.
And then they'd be about bogus and shnayas.
Yeah, that's what he'd have to say. So he's very dachshund. Basically, he doesn't like the idea of pogay tasi mutter unless it's d'rabanan. So either you have to say it's the Tom Kikr's Rabbanon, in which case, all right, so you know, with Rabbanon, they always make it one step more than the Raisa, or you have to say that Pogin Tas is Usser, and only Pogin Lagamre is Mutter. I mean, then you have to start speculating that some things are Pogin Lagamre, because there's a Gemara that matters them according to Mandan Tom Kikr's Raisa. Okay, that's the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is not so mainstream to Darko Magodesh. So, what does the Rashba say? What did the Rashba say?
There's no Tam Ke'ikr.
Right? It's all based on Tam Ke'ikr. I put the Rashba on the sheet here. Pagam Zesha Omru at the bottom. Lo Shepogim Lagamre Shinin Nevamakos Gamze Elo Figo Pogim Tzas A thing itself is only mutter if it's inedible. The helkacha, the mifkam legamri, if you love ger, osra. Aval iser tarovet, shokma afmasinas tamo, kenshin osin tam legam, kosher tarovet mutter, fisha inu nosin tam, da'ad rabba pogin. Right, what is he saying? He says we're talking here about tarovet. Pogin tzas only works for tarovet. Why does pogin tzas work for tarovet? Because tarovet is only usher because it's tam ke'ikr. And a tam only counts if it's a good tam. Just like if a veil is only usher if it's a good veila, a tam is only ke'ikr if it's a good tam. So what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, a tam, right? A tam hapogim, even if it's ktas, ain't no tam. The tam that pogim doesn't count as the tam. It's not that we're mach or anything that tastes a little bad. Chas v'shalom. It's just, if it tastes a little bad, that takes away the chumrah of tam. And once you take away the chumrah of tam, then what happens? What rule comes into play? What? Bittel. That's what he says. The doctrine of Yisr Mu'el, so had the Ruba. Of course, pogim tzas only works if the Yisr is the minority and the Hetzer is the majority. Then you have Rov. Of a listen, Ruzo had the Mu'el, the Mechta Ametz, the Sam She'en, the No Stam, Gamma, Shehim, the Gamma, the Bale, the Gare. Right, so if it's 50-50, then there's no Bittel. Then it's only Mutter if it's Nifkam, the Gamma, it's garbage. But as long as it's 49% Yisr, 51% Hetzer, there's Bittel Rov. Once you get rid of the Tam, there's Bittel Rov. So what is the Rashba saying? He doesn't use the word Bittel Rov. He says, Tam of Hogim ain't no Tam. V'lachein batel b'rov. He says, tam, that pogim doesn't count as tam, even if it's pogim tzas, doesn't count as tam. And once the tam doesn't count as tam, then rov makes it mutter.
Not rov in the tam, though. He requires the rov from the end.
Exactly. Exactly. V'lachein v'havein batel b'rov. Right, meaning a tam that's pogim is excluded from tam. And once we ignore the tam that's pogim, then all you're left with is the ben. And the ben is both of a rove.
Elaborate on how this comes out of interview the air.
Yeah, so then they have to make a sushi shell. I know he doesn't elaborate as much as he could. Just like a ben that's not a useful ben doesn't count as an answer. Right, just like a piece, a chaticha, an animal. Just like an animal, it's not a, that's not a roi animal, doesn't count as a ben.
Not roi meaning horrible?
Yeah. Likewise, a ta'am that's not, or let's say it again, just like a piece of iser that's not fit for using as a pishel iser doesn't count. Like an avela that's rotten and inedible doesn't count. Likewise, a ta'am that's not fit to use as a ta'am doesn't count as a ta'am. What does that mean?
What?
You would only, roi, you only season and add taste to your foods if it improves the taste. A taste that makes your food worse, let's say you had a taste additive, like a spice, right? Or some sort of concentrate, some sort of flavoring concentrate. A flavoring that makes your food better is roi as a flavoring. A flavoring that makes your food worse is not roi as a flavor, right? No ger would want a flavor that made his food worse, right? Now, the ger might want it to end as long as it was a little edible, because he'd say, okay, it's not so tasty, but it's, decent, I can get by, when I'm hungry. but no ger would want a flavor that made his food taste worse than it used to. That's not roi to use as a flavoring. And that's the Rashba says, that we just make a din of ta'am, she'ain a roi lager is not a ta'am, and a ger would not want a ta'am that made his food worse, even if it made it a little worse. Right? I'm cooking my cholent. I mean, ger is lopdak, obviously. I'm cooking my cholent. You say, oh, here, add this flavor. It'll only make it a little worse. Say, no, that's not fit for anything. Right? That's not fit. That's garbage as a flavor. If I said, here is a basket full of food, but it's a little bad, I'd say, okay, it's still good for eating if I don't have other food, if I'm very hungry. But if you look at just a flavoring and it gives it a bad flavor, even a slightly bad flavor, so that's not right for use as a flavoring. The Gerig wouldn't want this flavor. That's what I said. You look at the time and say it's not good as a time. But and the van, you don't have to worry about because that's buff of a roof. That seems to be shot in Machaber. And that's why the Rashba, the Machaber says, buff enough for me to be the round of the Rashba. According to the Rashba, it's most of the time of Gam, only poking Tzatz is only mutter if it's less than 49%. What does the Ram say? What does the Ram say?
Nehana.
Right, exactly. The Ram says, Nehana, you have business experience, I see.
I got the
time
for
Ram. Okay. So, Arash Hashem. so in the, right, in SSSB, blessed memory, the Ram says, what does the Ram say? That any food without a net hana'ah is mutter. What do we learn from the Elishin Rav Gerig? It says it's not about edibility. It's about net hana'ah. Are you better off eating it or not? On the Elishin Rav Gerig, you don't gain from eating, so it's mutter. It says likewise, when you mix something into your cholent and it makes the flavor a little bad, then you don't gain from it, you lose from it. And anything you lose from eating is mutter, and that's called ina ra'oi. So as those Rashi says, look at the tam side alone. The Rashi says, no, don't look at the tam side. Look at the big picture. In the big picture, did you have better food before you added this ingredient or after? And if you have better food after you added this ingredient, then it is mutter. And that's why there are two classic nafkaminas between the Rashi and the Ran. What are the two classic nafkaminas? Nafkamina number one is, the Machaber points out, right? This is all like Mefurish in the Rishonim and Achronim. If it's pogging tzas, but you gain more from added volume, right? What if it's not like, what if, mamish, you start with 10 ounces and you add 2 ounces and it tastes a little worse? But you know what? 12 ounces tasting worse is worth more than 10 ounces tasting better. It all depends, right? It all depends on the circumstance. But you could very well see, you know, I have water. And I am, you know, I don't know, people might be really thirsty. So I put in 2 ounces of, oil. 2 ounces of oil would make it really bad. I don't know, 2 ounces of, you know, some like weird soda, 2 ounces of super drink. And, you know, now I have 12 ounces, but it tastes worse than it used to. Okay, but you know what? I'd rather have 12 ounces and quench my thirst, and it'll taste a little worse, than have 10 ounces, and it'll taste like regular water. So then, what would the Ram say? The Ram would say it's usher, right? Because I have a net hana'ah. And the Rash would say it's mutter. Why? The Rash would say the time doesn't count as time, and 2 ounces is but lower rov. While the Ram would say, no, net hana'ah, and it is usher. And the other nafkamina, they assume, although it's going to be hard to have a hechta timtzi based on the first nafkamina, but what if it is pogeng tzas, and you lose more than you gain, but the iser is 51%. It's pogging tzas, you lose more than you gain, but the iser is 51%. So, the Rashi would for sure say usser. Rashi would say, who cares if pogging tzas is no time? If it's 51%, it's still usser. Well, the Ran might say mutter, right? So, in the Achronim town, the Ran say mutter. Why? He'd say, look, you lost hana'ah by having this. You used to have more hana'ah, and now you have. And now you have less hana. Like, for example, let's say I have Johnny Walker Blue Label, right? And I add to the Johnny Walker Blue Label, I have 64 ounces of Johnny Walker Blue Label, and I mix it with 65 ounces of Arla apple juice. So I have definitely been pogame this scotch. I've definitely lost a lot more than I've gained. So the Ram would say, what do you mean? You're not getting any hana'ah from the Yisr. You're losing from the Yisr. Well, the Rashi would say, hold on a second. The time of the Yisr is not a problem, but the end of the Yisr is still the role, so it's still Yisr.
The Ram has no distinction between time and the end? that they is an usher even if it doesn't.
No. That's why you could question now. Brown admits that if you just cut the orla apple juice, but it doesn't taste so good.
He's saying it's in its entirety.
Right.
So there's no such thing as a bait.
Right, now that's why I said maybe it's the rhyme. The rhyme I say wants 51%, treat it more like it's not a terrorist.
Can you explain, I think, in the afternoon, in the case of robes, you stick a tongue in and you remove the band, so all the tongue is in your robe of tongue. There's no band left. I think that's how we explained it.
I don't think so, but okay, we can talk about it later. Okay, we just have, okay, I see we're over, we'll just take one more minute and tie the loose ends. What did I think Donnie was saying? What might be Nafkamina number three? Nafkamina number three, let's just get a different color so we can make room. Nafkamina number three might be Isser Mashahu Kigon Chametz Bepesach. What should the Rashba say about an Isser Mashahu? Nosen Tam Lufgan? He'd say, well, Nosen Tam Lufgan, the Tam doesn't count and the Be'en is Batal Barov. No. Isser Mashahu is Usser because there's no Bittul Barov for the Be'en. Taina, those Tamil Gam takes away the Tam. But there's still the Be'en and then not Bittul Barov. But what would the Ran say? The Ran should say Mutter because if there's no Net Handah, there's no answer. Basically, what's the difference? The Rashba needs to use Bittul Barov. The Rashba needs to use Bittul Barov as part of Losen Tam Lufgan. Because the Pagan takes away the Tam, but you still need Bittul Barov to be Mvatel to the end. The Ran doesn't need to use Bittul Barov. For the Ran, it's Mufka from Isser. And therefore, what works out, happens to work out very nicely, absolutely not coincidentally, is that the Rashba and Ran are lishitasam in their machlokas that knows in Tam Lufgan. The Rashba says, Pogen Tzatz is mutter, because the Pagam Tzatz, the Tam doesn't count for Tam, and the Be'en is bottle. But in Chavis, the Be'en is not bottle, it's still Asher, that's what the Rashba says. All knows Tam Lufgan does neutralize Tam Ke'ikr. But in Isser Mashahu is also even without Tam Ke'ikr, because there's never bittle. What does the Ran say? The Ran says no. Who cares about this Barov? The Ran says Pogin Tzatz is not Hanah. When there's no Hanah, it turns into a Chesed Heter. It's a Chesed Heter. And for the Ran, it's a Chesed Heter whether with it doesn't need bit of Barov. It's automatically Mutter. The Chesed turns Mutter. So, again, if the Rashba says Pogin Tzatz takes away Tam Ke'ikr, and the Chesed is Batal Barov, and the Be'en is Batal Barov, then by Chametz it's not Batal Barov. That's what Rashba says. By Chametz, who cares about Tam? The Be'en is not bottle, even the Ella. But the Ran says no. When it's Pogin Tzatz, there's no Net Hana'a, the whole Chepsa turns Mutter. The Chepsa turns Mutter, then it turns Mutter in Isurim Mashum also, and it should be bottle coming to Pesach. So the Rashba and the Ran here are merely, this Machlokas seems to be merely an Afkamina. If you look at the Maran Kolobim, maybe you can make it more complicated, but we're not going to get into that. Seems to be an Afkamina, the Chapur, right? Nosen Tam Lufgan. If Nosen Tam Lufgan is based on taking away Tam and letting Bittul do its trick, then in Isser Mashahu there's no Bittul, and in Usser, that's exactly the Rashba. If Nosen Tam Lufgan is a total Heter of the Chetza, because there's no Hanah, it's not Usser, that's the Ran says in the back here of Sukkim, says the Chetza is Mutter. What's the problem? Who cares whether Isser Mashahu or not? So I think there's enough Afkamina of that Chakira. We'll just pick up in Rishon on Thursday with the end of Tosos, which we didn't get to yet, and then go on to the rest of the
Bible. Can you say it in the same way?
Is there a Chabura? So then we'll have our shiur at the regular time. Oh yes, Wednesday morning. There is Rav Aaron Guzman. Rav Aaron Mashava on Wednesday morning. What? Right. So Rav Aaron Mashava Wednesday morning.
The real reason for this is not sure.
I'm not sure about that.